go to Grace in Minnesota, listening on Siri. Am I right, or is it Michigan? I didn't read it wrong. Okay. Minnesota. Grace in Minnesota, listening on Sirius Radio. What's your question for Patrick Madrid?
Yeah, my question is, if you're in some sort of theatrical production, like a play or a musical, and if you take the Lord's name in vain, or if you use some kind of profane language, like a swear word, is that still considered a sin?
That is a very good question, Grace. I think the very good answer to that, the short answer, is yes. And here's why. First of all, as I saw your question come up, I flipped to Exodus chapter 20, and in verse 7, we read the following. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So there's a special warning wrapped around that commandment. And I would approach it this way. To use the Lord's name in vain in some frivolous way, that's one way of doing it. Or to do it out of anger, or you're surprised, or whatever may cause you to do that. That's one thing. And I would say that most of the time that would fall under the category of being sinful, because it is taking the Lord's name in a way that is disrespectful, because it precisely because it's frivolous, or it is making use of God's name in a way that is, to use the word that you used, it's profane. But I would see it as even doubly in vain if you're simply parroting lines or repeating lines in a play or something like that. Personally speaking, my conscience would be absolutely quivering with awareness that I should not do that. And so for me, it definitely would be a sin. Now, if somebody's ignorant of this and they've never been taught and they didn't realize, and if they did realize, they wouldn't have done it kind of thing. Well, only God knows the depths of the human heart. So only God can say whether or not that person would be, you might say, formally culpable of a sin. Objectively speaking, it is sinful to take the Lord's name in vain. Subjectively, depending upon the circumstances and the level of knowledge and the freedom and all the other things that go into it, somebody may not be guilty of a serious sin, or even in some cases perhaps not even guilty of a venial sin. But objectively speaking, we should always seek to avoid taking the Lord's name in vain. Problem is, nowadays, it's so common, and people just routinely use the Lord's name in vain, that many people have become numb to it, and they no longer really react to it with the kind of horror that we should react to somebody using God's name in vain. So my advice would be, if it's in a play, and if you're in a play and you're called upon to damn somebody with God's name, I would say, I can't say that. You know, and they may say, well, then you can't have the part. Then I'd say, well, then I can't have the part, because Jesus said that if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off, or if your foot causes you to sin, or your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. He says it's better for you to go into heaven missing your eye. He's speaking figuratively here, missing your eye or missing your hand, than to be thrown into hell with your hands and your eyes. And I think that lesson applies here as well. It's better to lose a part in a play than to offend God by taking his name in vain. That's how I would approach it.